Familiar faces. Familiar faces you can seldom name in thought, as in some supermarket aisle, rush toward you, then goodbye, always the same. At first, alarm, and then a flush of shame, because you're not sure who's behind that smile. So many faces now that you can't name. They nod, as if establishing a claim to be remembered here and now. Meanwhile, you wonder if they're wondering the same, doing the alphabet, that silly game in which you flip through memory's tattered file, hoping some letter will retrieve a name. Sometimes it works. Sometimes the social frame almost succeeds. That was the juvenile book's author you once read with on the same panel, or the junior high old flame who exercised his most transparent guile to kiss you. But how could you lose his name? Sometimes you sense what distances they came to visit you in dreams, wearing the style of other decades, calling you by name. It's you think, but who, and still the same.